Please rise for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Dear Heavenly Father, as we wait for the return of Jesus, we often grow impatient. We are tempted to disdain our families, dismiss our friends, and deny our neighbors what they need. Our hearts are often far from joy, but we pray that you would teach us to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Lord, in the midst of our rejoicing, there is also sadness and struggle. Some among us are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, today we pray for Ryan Bond, that you would keep him safe, that you would preserve his life, and bless a full recovery from his surgery just 2 days ago. Lord, also for friends of Karen, for Sandy and her husband, or for Rick and Sandy as he has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. For Kai, Bev, Max, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Joel, Sandy, John, Joe, the family of Charlie Hall, family of Talia, Andrea, Elena and her family, Marianne, and William. Provide them with healing and calm their troubled hearts. In the midst of their suffering, teach them to rejoice in the Lord always. Lord, it is most challenging to rejoice when we are surrounded by death. Comfort those who grieve and mourn the death of loved ones, especially the Neely family and the Hall family. Place the hope of the resurrection before their eyes. Remind them that in paradise we will all rejoice in the Lord always. Lord, we do thank you for the times rejoicing. For the times rejoicing is common in our lives. Today we uplift those celebrating birthdays. Caleb, Terry, Carla, Kathy, Jim, Jeanette, Joel, Nora, Cade, Cheryl, and John, and also the Reams as they celebrate their anniversary. Grant that their rejoicing lead us all to rejoice in the Lord always. Lord, many are struggling with loneliness, especially at this time of year. Inspire your church to reach out in friendship and love to those who need it, that together we all rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. It is into your hands, Lord Jesus. We commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your ever-present mercy. Amen. Welcome to the celebration. God, who supplies our every need, has given us this meal to share.
Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life.
We come to the table, acknowledging our shortcomings and our need to experience your presence in bread and wine.
Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Congregation may be seated.